Abraham. Ain't nobody can argue with Abraham. Can't argue with the title Father of Nations or something. You can't do that. Woo! No, it's crazy. You know, do you know what I mean, though? Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, we're in a generation that doesn't have to wait for anything. It's like, we get irritated if you're like, you know, you're clicking your iPhone. My hair is doing this. Sorry, it's really, I can feel it. It's pebbles. So like you click your iPhone and you're waiting for the internet to come up and you're like, you find yourself literally irritated because you're like, what is, I have 3G. What is wrong with this? Why won't my Haytail go through? It's just like, because you're on the highway and there's, what? Like, it's, I didn't even have an iPhone, you know, 4 months ago. So it's, you know, but we train, like, we're in this generation and we, like, get everything now. It's like instant gratification and we don't know how to wait on anything. But people that went before us that made it possible for us to be here waited a heck of a lot longer and paid for a lot and we forget. So, anyways, the Lord took me back to Mary. Why did God choose Mary of all people to carry his son? She's like little baby girl. She's like little, you know, pretty young, right, to us. To our generation, you're all like about 14, having the Messiah. What? Like we would, if we had the choice, we would pick someone who was like older and wiser, and they know what's going on, and they're much more prepared to carry the Son of God. But that's not who he chose. He chose this young girl who just loved him really well when no one else was watching, right? Like David. David's chilling out on the hillside smelling some sheep. That's gross. And he's like just hanging out and he's what? He's worshiping. He's singing songs to God. And he doesn't care if he doesn't even, he's not thinking about a kingdom. He's thinking about the God that he's in love with. He's like, la-di-da, I'm going to tend these sheep. Love you, Jesus. He doesn't care. That's why God handed him a kingdom. That's why he knew he could trust him, because he wasn't out for something big and shiny or to be heard or seen. He was just loving God. Mary was just loving God in everyday life. And she just, I assume she just talked to him. Just like, hey, love ya. And what are you doing? What are you up to? I don't know. What do you want to do today? You know, like what 14-year-olds do? I don't know. That's what I mean. So God chooses Mary out of everyone in the whole earth at that time and sends an angel. Would you freak out or what? I've tried to put myself in her shoes and I'm thinking, I don't know what I would do if an angel showed up and they're like, hey, by the way, you're going to have a baby. Good luck telling everybody what it's about. You're not married, but you're going to be pregnant walking all over town. Awesome. I can't wait for that, you know? So anyways, but this is my favorite part. Okay, and I'll make this fast and then we'll be done. After we get to the angel and you will have a hymn, and then we get to Mary, just the sweetest 14-year-old question. How will this be?